Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I have my friend Jason back on tonight, and we're going to have a good show. So let's bring Jason on. Hi, Jason.
Kelly Jo, how are you today?
I am good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Got over COVID and just recovering.
And I'm so glad you
February
are okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll take our first caller. I'll go first. And hi, 212. What's your name?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City. How are you doing?
Hi, Bryn. Good.
Hi. I just want to see if there's anything my guides want to tell me, if that's okay to ask. Anything that I need to know?
Well, you're on the right path, and you need to be writing.
Writing, okay.
Yes.
About what?
Just journaling, writing.
Okay.
It'll help you focus better.
Okay. That sounds right.
And you're on the right pathway. Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, great. Sounds good.
I'm just going to say, Brent, thanks for calling into the show and supporting the show. I'll say this. I got you having some changes coming up. They've already started positive change in your life. You've noticed some. If you haven't noticed already, you'll notice stuff more in March. But there's going to be some changes coming your way, and they're going to be positive. So I would just say the next few months will be pivotal moments for this year for you. So that's what I see. I see good things coming up. And just you're going to go with the punches, go with the flow. But I do see you changing and being happy about the changes that are coming your way. They're not negative changes. They're positive changes.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. That's great. So thank you so much, both of you, and have a beautiful night.
You're welcome. Yeah. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. 415. You want to go first this time? Hi, 415.
Sure.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Anne from Washington, and I just moved to a new place, and my old place, I'm wondering if that person will give me any problem of when I left there of, you know, I think I'm, you know, cleaning everything and deposit and all that.
All right. So you want to know if the person you used to live with is going to give you a hassle about your deposit and what you, the way you left the property as you left?
Yeah, I'm still going to go back. I mean, it's awkward because I know her. I mean, I don't think we'll be friends anymore for a while,
yeah.
But I've known her for a while, but it didn't work out living as roommates. And
yep.
So I want a peaceful separation.
Well, two things I'll get. As you were telling me that, I'm writing down information. I feel like there is going to be a reconciliation in the future once you're not in each other's hair as much anymore. Not all friends are meant to live together. I remember that idiom a while back. People tell me don't live with your friends unless you know you can live with them. And that's hard.
Yeah.
Frustrating, but I think you'll get through this. I don't see a lot of drama coming out of things. I think you've done what you could to handle things the best way you can, and I think it's just her getting out of her own way with the situation.
Great.
So,
and I'll be happy in my new spot, my new spot.
You're going to find peace. You're going to find a peace of mind in a way that you haven't had in a while, because this other place you were at, you didn't have peace of mind at all. You, like, had a retreat inwards and, like, I just don't see you going through that coming up.
Yeah, definitely. I had to walk on tiptoes all the time.
Yeah, on eggshells. Yep.
Yeah.
And I do see you getting a little bit of your money back.
Great. Right.
And you'll make new friends where you're going.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's what I want now. I've been in this city now 8 months, but this almost feels like starting all over again.
A
new beginning.
It's a good
great.
Thing. Well, thank you.
Okay.
I hope you have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. I'll keep listening.
Okay. 860. Hello, 860.
Hi, how are you?
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, it's Kamala from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So February is right upon us, and I was just wondering, it's just like I want to do things that I've never done before, kind of, sort of, and just go out on a limb. I'm thinking of going to karaoke.
You're going to have a ball.
I don't know, I know anyone meet people. Do you feel like February is going to be a good month to meet people like that in an area?
Yeah,
like,
you go out, you'll have fun. It's a good group that's there, and I see you making a new friend.
Really? Cool. Very nice.
And what about
something
you
never do? Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Hey, Amla. No, she was asking.
Hi,
how you doing,
Jason?
Amla? Welcome to the show. I always love when you call in. It's great to hear from
you.
I'll say this. I know we're so like starved of social interactions in our lives the last few years that I know for a fact you're going to start noticing improvements starting this upcoming month, and it's going to get better, and you're going to feel better about things like Kelly just said. And I would just, be patient, but it's going to get better from here. I think of the thawing out process. When you take something out and you let it thaw, that's how our social lives are going to be going forward. Things will slowly return to normal sometime over the summer, I feel like. But over time between now and then, I feel like we're going to have a thawing process. We'll become more social and be able to really get back to some semblance of some type of normalcy or some level. I'm not guaranteeing, but something different. New beginning. Karaoke is a good hobby to have.
I'm just trying to do different things that I've not, it's always good to just, change things up, And I do sing, and I want to actually go with people. I asked a friend, I said, you don't have to sing. I just want your support and sit there. So
yeah,
she's considering coming. But, I just want to do
it's
time to say
fun.
Yes to things that I always used to say no to,
Well,
yeah.
There you go, and you're getting out and about and coming out of your shell. That'll do wonders for you. Thank you.
And it's winter, it's the second half of winter, and I'm in Connecticut, so it's time to go out. It's time to just, yeah.
Yeah, go
I
have
be,
fun.
I'll keep you updated.
All right, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Night.
You too.
Okay. 904. Hello, 904. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, this is Stacy calling from Florida. My question is, do you see me working for someone else right now or doing my own thing?
Well, right now you're going to work for somebody else and then get yourself established.
Okay. How soon you see that coming?
Well, it takes a while to build, and let people know what you do and what you're doing. It'll probably take a good 8 months.
Okay.
And then you can, you won't cut your nose out to spite your face. You'll make sure that you have clients and stuff before you do jump off the ledge there.
Okay.
And remember, it takes 3 years to build a business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you get, Jason?
Yeah, thanks so much for calling in. I'll say a couple things, Stacy. One, I do see you doing a side hustle for a while. I do see you working for someone else at first. I think there's an opportunity for you to get mentored by somebody to help you get a game plan with your own ideas. If you don't have it structured and if you're not organized, you need to take steps to do that if you really want to work for yourself in the future. I think that that'll help you. And don't wait for opportunities to come to you, but make things happen yourself. You got to change up the approach. If you do that, you'll find more success with your goals. If you want more of the same, then just stay on the same trajectory you're on right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A good night.
Mm-hmm. You as well.
Okay. How do you get a hold of you, Jason?
Sure, you can call my main line, 833-JASON-ZOOK, J-A-S-O-N-Z-U-K, and schedule an appointment with my assistant.
And me, you can get me by my phone number, 561-333-5367, or kellyjoepsychic.com. Okay, your next caller, I'll let you go first. 917, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, Kelly, Joe, and Jason. My name's Ellen, and I'm calling from New York. And my question is regarding my job search. I'm conducting a job search right now, and does Spirit have any guidance for me regarding it?
Okay. As you were saying that, I read energy in your voice and whatnot, and I will say that you're going to be doing job searching between now and mid-March is where I see something coming across that you're going to be really excited about. You're going to have some options on some other job opportunities between now and then, but I don't see anything that you're really excited about until about 4 to 6 weeks from now.
Okay.
But after
sounds
that,
wonderful.
I see you being excited about the opportunity. So.
Great.
And I
thank
see
you
getting a really good package and good insurance, the eyeballs and teeth, and full-time work. And it,
thank
you. And same time frame that Jason says, and it feels like a corporation, so.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
thank you so much.
Ides of March. Thank you.
Well, I won't be aware of it. I'll be happy to have it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
It's the reverse Ides of March.
Yeah.
Most time it's beware. All right, you have
yeah.
a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, 401. Whoops, what did I do? Whoops, I did the wrong one. 447. Hello, I did the wrong one. Error. Hi, what's your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
Oh,
hi.
My name is Wendy from California. I love both of you. And
thank you, Wendy.
I have been changing my mind back and forth regarding a desk. I finally selected a desk today from a local furniture store. I negotiated the price, and it's kind of unique. Well, it's going to be delivered on February the 11th. Will I be thrilled with it? Will it fit? And will it?
Yes.
Will I be able? Oh, thank God! And will I be able to use my brown chair to sit in front of the desk?
It'll work. Yes.
God.
I agree
with
that.
And then you can do your job that you want to do, and you'll do customer service, and there you go.
That sounds wonderful. And will I – I had paid $1,500 for another desk at Wayfair, and I notified them I wanted to cancel it. So I hope I get every penny back. Do you see me getting every penny back on that $1,500 check?
Yes, you will. They'll return it.
Every cent. Okay.
Yes.
Well, and I hope I get a job towards the end of February because my sister and I need to qualify for a new apartment. Will I get a job that I kind of enjoy?
Yes. You really have fun doing it. Go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say, yeah, I see your furniture working out for your situation, and I see you getting something within the next 4 to 6 weeks. I feel like you have a good opportunity for a new opportunity of a job. And things working out. Just don't get stuck in minutia worrying about things. Let things kind of flow a little more instead of worrying about it too much or getting consumed by the worry. I feel like that's something that can occupy your mind, and those what-if thoughts can burn you. So let go of the what-if thoughts if you go through these transitions because you really don't have any what-ifs to worry
about.
How did
you guess that, Jason? You're right.
I'm just sensing because I'm the same way. I'm the same way, too.
You are. You must be psychic.
Thoughts.
That's it.
It's all the what-if thoughts. We all have them. Just, you know,
right.
let go of the what-if thoughts.
Both of you are just fabulous, and I appreciate both of you. So when will my sister and I move? I hope we can afford to move into an apartment that we're thrilled about, maybe
you're going
April,
to,
May.
And you'll not
April
June.
Or May. Yeah. So we're a little – we both have our own time frames, but I think by April or May
right.
you'll have a pretty good picture. Yeah.
But
it'll be settled and good.
Oh, thank God. Time I got some happiness in my life. So, Jason, what did you say? Did you say May?
I said April or May is what I'm picking up, but I also agree with Kelly Jo's. Anywhere between April and June is when you're going to get settled down. And I feel like you're going to have a large picture window like that has a lot of light in one of the rooms that you're going to really enjoy in a new place. So that could indicate you're getting something new.
Thank goodness. Well,
okay.
God bless you both. Wishing you happiness
and
love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 401.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My name is Terry. I'm from Rhode Island. I recently moved to Connecticut. So, and that's somewhat what I'm calling in regards to. I recently moved down to Connecticut about 3 months ago, but also started seeing someone who's ironically from my hometown in Rhode Island. It's only about an hour difference. So I was just wondering if you're picking up on anything regarding that. I was doing it more for a change, but, you know, I just think the universe has a funny way of making things happen. So I don't know.
Go ahead, Jason.
I see that there's an opportunity for a connection with this person, and I feel like it's not coincidence that you're both from the same area where you grew up together, if I heard you right. And I feel like there's a chance for you to make some inroads to get to know each other over the spring. I would just say, I guess I'm about disconnected. So I don't know if this person was disconnected from themselves with their love life or had a while where they just kind of, or if that's what you did. Like someone kind of took a time out from dating for a while, and now they're rebuilding things. So that's the only thing I'll say as a precaution. If that's you, then pay attention to that and work on letting your vulnerabilities, like being vulnerable to somebody again or allowing someone in that space, it'll be beneficial. And I feel like, but take your time with this person, but I do see potential.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
And
thank you.
I do see it progressing and you having fun and you guys laughing and giggling and talking and you have so much in common. It'll be like an old pair of slippers. It'll be very lovely.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have
thank
a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
727. Hello, 727. What's your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
Hey, you guys. It's Jill from Florida. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Jill.
How you doing, Jill?
Great. So my question is, I want to know what you see in the next few months in regard to my money situation.
You're going to be able to have savings.
That's good.
Are you up
I
for
have
a raise?
Some now. Yes.
You know, and you're also going to be able to take a vacation this year, too.
Yeah, we are actually in a few weeks.
So, and you have everything set aside for that. You're going to have a fun time.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
It's interesting, Jill, because as you were saying, increased money, I wrote down on a piece of paper as I'm doing this, and I got trip, travel, leisure time, and enjoyment over the summer months before you said you were taking any trips. So I see money going well and being stable enough for you to make decisions like that and be able to enjoy yourself more.
Okay, so let me ask this. My before my mother died, she started on a lawsuit, which she made me promise I would continue, even though I don't agree with suing, but it was in regard to her cancer. Do you see anything happening with that in the next few months?
Yes.
I think it's going to be something that's also that plus something else. I don't see that as the only thing of your money, but I see you've got money from other sources. So, but that will be something that does work its way out too. So.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you so much, and I'm glad you're on your way to recovery.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, 813. Hello, 813. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name, where you're from?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name's Kelly. I'm from Florida.
And what's your question, Kelly?
I just had last week a dear friend of mine pass away, and I was just curious if there's anything that she wanted to tell me or anybody.
Well, she's the one who's been messing around with your electrical equipment. Have you had anything like the radio and light bulbs blow?
But not that I recall. Maybe the night that she passed, a flicker in the shower.
Well, that was her.
Okay.
And she's going to come to you in a dream. She's going to, you know, she says she's okay. She don't hurt anymore.
Okay.
And
okay,
she said,
thank
you for being a friend, you know. Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say a couple of things. Sorry about your loss, by the way, first off. Secondly, I feel like you're going to feel her presence more and more as time goes on. You just sense the energy of her. And that's not something that you can just explain away as a coincidence. Or, you know, I'm a big advocate of what I call spiritual breadcrumbs. Like Kelly Jo was saying, the lights might flicker. You might notice you'll have a dream. And, you know, you may notice that the time of day might be 333-222 synchronicity songs, those kind of things. That's one way that she'll communicate to you, but I do see her doing so. And there's somebody procrastinating on a big, important decision they need to make, and she's telling them not to procrastinate anymore. So if that's either you or someone you know that has to make an important decision, she's saying to make the decision and get off the fence.
Okay. That's
right.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope I'm doing the right thing. There you go. Are you still there, Jason? I didn't click you off, did I? Are you there? Hi, Jason. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. I clicked you off. I apologize.
That's okay.
Operator error.
Hey, it's still Mercury in retrograde till Thursday.
Hey,
so
okay. 815. Let's see. You're next.
Hi. Hi, Kelly Jo and Jason.
Hi.
This is Whitney calling from Arizona.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi, Whitney.
I asked my angels to come in to the call if they had anything to say, and I was wondering if anyone showed up and if they've got anything to say.
Go ahead, Jake.
It's interesting. Someone's trying to tell you to take your time with something and not rush through something or try to expect something to happen quicker than it actually will. So I'm being told to tell you, give divine timing a chance on something in your life and not to overly rush through something. I don't know what that entails, but they're telling me to share that with you, and you're the recipient, so you might know what that means. But there's something that you need to take your time with. You're going to enjoy the process if you take your time with it, go with the flow of it, not get stressed about things, and not to think the negative outcome, because I don't see a negative outcome coming through with this situation.
Oh, that makes me feel better. We're actually trying to get pregnant, so that might be what they're talking about.
And I feel like there's somebody who's coming around protectively to tell you that you may work with a doctor or something in the future, but don't get concerned about that. Whatever process you work through, I see at some point panning out for you. So you're going to have something that comes through in the future that you'll find much more enjoyment with. So if that's, you know, indicator, that's what I'm picking up there.
Oh, thank you.
I got an elderly woman, too, on the other side. But go ahead, Kelly Jo, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that there may be an older woman, too, that's also protective and telling me that she's proud of you for what you're doing and that stuff you're working through right now, you're going to get through it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, I do. It'll happen anytime because I'm seeing a boy and a girl. You know, could be twins. I still see that. And, you know,
know.
All you got to do is just, you know,
do the D.
Timing's everything, you know, but one drop will do you, you know. And don't be in a rush. You're okay. And it's going to happen. You won't have any trouble having them. And it'll be a blessing. And you already have all the names picked out and everything they say.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And they also... The babies are letting me know, your angels are letting me know that they'll come to you in a dream. And you'll get to see them, what they look like, you know, when they're older. You'll pre-dream them.
Well, I've been letting them know that I'm okay with it. Sometimes it's easier to say that I'm okay with it than other days. But,
right.
I'm just manifesting that whatever happens, I'm gonna be okay.
Yep, let them know they're welcome.
Yes, yes.
Okay, hon, you have a good night. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Okay, 813 again. We got a lot of 813s. Hi, 813.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Christina from Florida. And I was just calling to see if you can tell me anything regarding my spirit guides, if they have any information for me.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'll just say, Christina, I say don't lose hope on things in your future because your spring is going to be exciting for you. You have new opportunities coming your way. You're going to have new people you meet. You're going to be involved in new things. And I feel like all the newness of things is going to give you some energy that you haven't had in a while. You feel drained in the past, but that you're going to feel much more enjoyment in your life by April. Like there's things you're going to go through in the next 60 days that are going to give you clarity. I get things getting concluded from the past, and I see new things opening up for you that you'll be a lot more reassured about. That's what I see.
Thank you.
And I see a whole hallway and a whole bunch of doors opening up. So instead of saying no, say yes. And if it's outside your comfort zone, say yes, because you're going to shock yourself.
Okay.
And people, places, you're going to be out with people in different places and spaces. So there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
New beginning.
Well, I appreciate you.
Have a wonderful night.
Thanks,
you as well. Thank you.
Okay, 815. Hello, 815.
Hey, you already picked me, so I'll pass the torch to somebody
else. Sorry, it bounced around.
That's okay, thank you.
Okay, we got one more. Yeah, two more. 850. Hello, 850.
Oh, I was listening. So, I guess any spiritual messages?
Your life is going to change on a dime. So it's going to happen really quickly. So be prepared.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So you have like a quick change that's going to come. And whenever they show me a dime spinning, that means it's going to happen quick.
I wonder what
so
it is.
Remain open. Remain. It's a good thing. And it's out of the blue, like lightning.
Huh.
So you've been sort of stuckified, and you're going to get unstuckified.
I got you.
Go ahead, Jay.
Now I'll be trying to figure it out.
Really?
Help me out, Jay.
Hello?
Is he there?
Maybe I clicked on the wrong thing. Hold on.
Can you guys hear me?
Now I can hear him.
All right, I was laughing.
Now
I
can hear him.
I'm like, I'm muted. All right, now I'm going to say, as Kelly just said, that your life's going to change on a dime. The word I got was expansion and growth. So you're going to grow on different – this is like different areas of your life that are growing for you. You're not going to be limited to people from the past or opportunities that you may have been disappointed in last year or the year before. I think going forward, you're going to have some new things coming in that are going to show you clarity on things that you may have felt confused about in your life. And going forward, you have new opportunities that are going to give you real chances to make some inroads in your life on things that you haven't gotten to in a while, like your bucket list or things that you want to address and improve. Those are the kind of things I see you being able to do, is focus on personal matters in your life that you want to grow and improve on, and that's what I see happening.
Oh. Okay.
And that's it. So I got it.
And you're on the right,
right
pathway. Know that. Know that you're where you need to be.
All right. That sounds good.
Follow your intuition.
Thanks.
You're right. 99.9% of the time.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I hope you're right.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, I believe we got everybody. That went quick.
Hey, that's good. Well, we can answer questions, right?
Yeah.
So,
what do you have coming up? Anything, Jason?
I guess I could announce. I mean, I got Psychic Visions, which is the new show that Megan Kane and I are co-hosting with Electrocast Media. That's actually coming out in February. We'll be working on that in the not-so-far future. We'll be releasing that on the debut of that, I should say. So be on the lookout for that. And if anyone hasn't subscribed to our Instagram, we're at the @ Psychic Visions Podcast on Instagram. Check us out. We're going to be launching very shortly.
Neat.
And I still have my show as well that I'm enjoying doing, my podcast. And I have some amazing guests lined up, like you as well, Kelly Jo, coming back on my show. And things we'll be doing together. And I'm excited about this year and the things that are coming up for all of us. So
I am too. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, I am going to do another fair in Naples, March 18th. It's like St. Patty's Day. And then I have my show again the 31st. I'm going to have a lady, her name's Chris, and she does ghost investigations, paranormal investigations. So I'm excited about having her on. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thanks. And congratulations on your new show. That's going to be neat.
Thank you, Kelly Jo. I appreciate it.
Well, this is the beginning of the year is always a new time. And remember, even though it's February, remember to write down your intentions for the new year, because that'll help you manifest what you want to manifest for the next year. So do that, guys. And that's important.
I'll just add to that to be consistent with any of your goals, because when you're consistent, you get to manifest more strongly, right? So
right.
Follow through and be consistent on the goals you have.
Yeah, and focus. Focus is important, you know. And I
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jason, for coming on and being on the show tonight. And I
it's
hope
such a
that
pleasure,
you have
Kelly Jo.
A good evening. And we'll see everybody in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Good
Thank
night,
you.
Everybody.
Appreciate you, Kelly Jo. Thank you.
Thank you.